This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Governor Justice has vetoed the budget bill lawmakers approved early Sunday morning. The bill relies on $90 million from the state's rainy day fund to find a balance, and Justice says signing it would be like signing the state's death certificate. Jesse Wright reports.
The $4.1 billion budget approved by lawmakers early Sunday morning includes major cuts to the State Department of Health and Human Resources and higher education. It does not include the governor's proposed 2% teacher pay raise or his increased marketing money for tourism. Because of the failure and veto of several pieces of legislation, the budget bill is actually short about $32 million, according to the governor's office. Governor Jim Justice vetoed the bill during a press conference at the Capitol Thursday, calling it, quote, "bull you-know-what." Justice said Republican leaders in the legislature weren't being honest with the public, claiming they asked for a veto.
The Republicans passed this, and the Republicans turned right around and called and called and called and said, "Surely you're going to veto this, aren't you? Surely you're going to veto it, because we don't want to own it."
But Justice also went after Democratic members of the legislature, saying he had brokered a deal with Senate President Mitch Carmichael late Saturday night, right before the end of the session, that included increased taxes and changes to the personal income tax. But Justice says Democrats in the Senate refused to back the plan. Justice did not mention during the press conference when he would call lawmakers back to Charleston for a special session. The fiscal year ends on July 1st. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright.
Have you struggled with a decision to leave home or stay? Today, we're kicking off our new series of stories called The Struggle to Stay. I'm joined by Inside Appalachia's Roxy Todd to talk about the project. I take it from the title, The Struggle to Stay, means that this is a story about people who either don't want to live here because it's too much of a struggle to stay here, or they want to move away. Is that what does the struggle to stay, just the title, trying to convey?
Most of the people we've been following are determined to stay, but they also admit it's really difficult. At least one person has decided to leave, decided he's fed up with it, and his story's more about the struggle of finding a place outside of West Virginia. Mm-hmm. So it's both. It's about the struggle to leave and what that means, and also just trying to find a place here in West Virginia and trying to feel settled, which is difficult for all the people that we've been talking to.
Where did this idea come from? What was the spark that started this?
Well, back in 2015, West Virginia Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Living partnered on this social media campaign to try to get people to talk about the struggle to stay and whether they want to leave West Virginia and why they want to leave and if they have left. And then in 2016, we were chosen by NPR to come to NPR headquarters and kind of workshop this long-term storytelling project that followed people over a 6 to 12 month period. So Glynis Board and I went up to NPR. It was really cool. Mm-hmm. And we got to meet with a lot of other teams and sort of brainstorm this idea with NPR reporters and producers. So it was a long time in the making. We brainstormed it a lot and decided that what we really wanted to do as reporters is stick with people over a long period of time, because we often interview somebody and then we don't see them again. So this idea that we'd interview them every month, return to them, get to know them, the story would become deeper and deeper over time, that really seemed appealing to us. So That's how it all started.
Mm-hmm. What stands out to you the most as you were the producer of this series? Is there a story or a person that you can share with us?
Well, the person I've been following as a reporter is Colt Brogan. His story is the one that we'll hear first in this series, and he's very determined to stay, but he's also dealing with a lot of stuff with his family. There's parents in the series. One of the women that I've been following is a single mom. She's in her 30s, and she's struggling just to spend time with her family while she's going to school and doing a full-time job. So she's balancing a lot. And I think the struggle, it is affecting a lot of young people, but it's also affecting people from all different age groups.
What should we, as listeners to this series, The Struggle to Stay, what should we listen for, or what should we take away?
I think what's really interesting to me as I've been listening to the stories that I've been doing and kind of listening to hours and hours of tape, is that once you know somebody for a long period of time like this, it's really hard to boil them down into one story or two stories. And like all of us, these people are complex. They have really deep and complicated lives. But there's something that connects all of them in that they are very strong-willed and hopeful, actually. Even the person that's left, he has a lot of hope for his future and, you know, for the people that he's connected to. I think also something that connects these people is the sense that home isn't just a house. Home isn't just a neighborhood. It's also the people you're connected to. And so we all move around. We all change who we hang out with. But home is really connected to our community and the people we see on day to day. And in some cases, it's also the people we've left behind, but we're still connected to in some part of ourselves. And I think that's what connects everybody. And I think we're all searching for that sense of home. Even if we're in the same place we grew up, a lot of us have been moving around. And a lot of us have this sense that we're unsettled and restless. And I think that connects a lot of the people that we've been interviewing for this project.
Do you expect to hear from other people after they hear the stories of the people that you have profiled and their struggle to stay? Do you expect to hear the stories of other folks who are kind of facing the same situation and the same decisions?
Yeah, I think we hope that this will generate a conversation and continue the social media conversation. And we're going to keep the Tumblr going that we started in 2015 with West Virginia Living and see if people submit more stories about their struggle to stay or leave West Virginia.
Roxy Todd would look forward to this series, The Struggle to Stay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth.
You can listen to the first Struggle to Stay story this Sunday morning at 7, and again Sunday evening at 6 on Inside Appalachia. Or you can download the podcast on our website, wvpublic.org. This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:51. Partly sunny skies today, temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Partly cloudy overnight with lows in the 40s and 50s. Partly sunny on Saturday, there's a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms. Temperatures reaching the 70s and low 80s. A chance of rain and thunderstorms Saturday night. Partly cloudy with a chance of rain and thunderstorms on Sunday. Temperatures in the 70s.
Support for the weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents available at erieinsurance.com. And by the CAMC Foundation, supporting technological advances at CAMC through the purchase of medical equipment like 3D mammography at the Breast Center and the new CT scanner at the CAMC General Hospital. Learn more at CAMCFoundation.org.
If Judith Owen had not gone off to become a powerhouse singer-songwriter, she could have easily become a full-time humorist with her sharp wit and self-deprecating charm. Here's Judith Owen with We Give In on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Likely to, no one ever told her that someday maybe she'd have to give in. I thought she'd take the time and teach you quite a lesson, but soon she's feeling down. It's really quite depressing now that no one else thinks she was born to win. 'Cause we all walk the line, all walk the line, then we give in. Yes, we've all walked the line, all walked the line, then we give in. We give in, we give in. I know. Summer was hot, but she still spent it in the city. A triple jobs, so slobs, who don't know much of anything. And one day she's had enough, she gives up. She gives in, meets a man who can because he's got the money. has some kids and says they're his. She'll get the house when she wants out. She's got the lifestyle now, without the worry. 'Cause we all walk the line, all walk the line that we're given. Yes, we all walk the line, all walk the line that we're given. We're given, we're given. Judging now or taking to the high road. Cast a stone, you're on your own. 'Cause in this dirty world, no one's perfect. 'Cause we line, then we can give it in. Yes, we walk the line. We walk the line that we give in. We give it.
Judith Owen with We Give In. You can hear this song again and more music Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Board, Dave Mistich, Roxy Todd, Liz McCormick, and Carol Lofton. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our music is by Matt Jackford. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.